Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Express
VPN.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies, where we talk comics, where we talk television shows, specifically this week. That's we're going to do that, aren't we?
TV show episode.
That's right. Yeah. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host Nick Mason.
I'm here.
Welcome
feeling
back.
Feeling good.
Are you Thank feeling you. Good?
Yeah.
Have you got any like a fun anecdote you can do up top?
I was just thinking about that.
Are you?
I don't.
Oh.
No, I was just thinking about how I don't have one.
I hope you come prepared next week. But obviously, we'll let this slide. But the listeners, I know, they expect something, like a fun riff for you. We're like, James, I just came from this thing or whatever. You know, I had a thing on the way and I saw this guy.
What kind of a thing do you think I'd be
a hot dog man. He had a hot dog cart, like around his, was strapped around the back of his neck, and he's holding a big box of hot dogs and he's like, get a hot dog. You didn't see a hot dog man?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that.
Well, I don't know what to do then.
James, I want to work with you here.
I mean, I think you would have brought.
What you've described is crazy.
No, like if you were at a baseball game.
So this man.
Is him at a baseball game?
Why would I be at a baseball game?
Well, you would have brought it up. You would have brought it up if you were, I guess, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
As well. That would have been your anecdote.
Yeah. And also a hot dog guy.
Yeah. You haven't seen him?
No, I'm aware of the concert.
All the
they're
time.
Not at the football.
Yes, they are.
Hot dog
they're
guy.
I'm telling you, they're walking around.
And so I'm not at the football, but I've seen just a loose hot dog guy.
It's like the windscreen wiper guys at the, you know, you stop at the lights, but he's got a hot dog.
I saw one of those guys today.
Well, that's not a fun anecdote, is it?
I'm like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to do the news of the week.
Occasionally somebody, one of those guys will come up to me and they'll be like, what's your windscreen? And I'm like, oh, I don't have any change, sorry. And they're like, oh, just do it for free. And I'm like, please don't do it for free.
Nice.
And then they put their hand in it and I'm like,
I'm sorry.
I didn't have
change anymore.
Then they get mad.
You only have Bitcoin, don't you?
I only have Bitcoin.
You're
exactly
one of the Bitcoin
right, yeah.
boys.
What's your Bitcoin wallet IP address or whatever is what I say.
Exactly. Here's a hard drive with some Bitcoin on it.
That's right.
Aren't they worth like $37,000 at the moment?
I don't know.
That's really too much.
But I would recommend all our listeners invest.
I agree. Actually, no. He's joking, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't do that. Yeah.
Or do it.
I met a wise hot dog vendor and he told me to invest.
Yeah. I saw like a couple of things. I did read up because there's been stock stuff this week. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Stock standard stuff,
right.
But stock stuff this week where I looked up the price of Bitcoin and they're like, by 2030, it's going to be worth $500,000. And other people are like, it's not going to be worth anything. So I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know who to believe.
I guess I'll just put half my life savings
that's right.
in, you said.
That's how it works. So
your wife's half.
That's right. Yeah, obviously. Mm. Better than them, all right? Unless she's really successful, in which, you know.
It's all in the family.
We won't get divorced. That's what I'm saying, Mason. So we got Snyder Cut news this week, Bond news, George Clooney news, Cloverfield news, Tomb Raider news, Morbius news, Suicide Squad news, Harry Potter news, Deadpool news. There's a lot of news, isn't there, this week?
You reached peak exasperation with the Harry Potter news there.
I really did. Yeah, it just hit me at that point, didn't it? Oh, okay.
Harry Potter news?
Harry Potter news. So there's time codes if you do want to jump around. Mm. Let's get into it because are you ready for the realest movie you've ever seen in your life, Mason?
No.
And well, you're going to have to be because the Snyder Cut is coming.
Up until this point, my day's just been all whimsy, like that hot dog man.
Yeah, that's true.
He was just walking around, giving away hot dogs, just getting
I don't have any change for this hot dog. And he was like, take the hot dog regardless.
Out of that wet hot dog water.
Hey, here's the thing. Like, if you're ever going out and you want hot dogs, keep your hot dogs in the thermos. Cook them, keep the sausages in the thermos. What do you think of that?
I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah, but think about it. Someone's going to write in and go, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, you get a hot coffee. You could keep that in there too.
Yep.
Coffee-flavored hot dogs. But you know what I mean? You're keeping it warm.
It's like that Limp Bizkit album title.
Exactly. Coffee-flavored hot dog. Anyway, so yeah, Snyder Cut. All in its four-hour glory.
Oh, boy.
March 18th. They also have a synopsis. You ready for this?
Does it just say it's just that movie Justice League, the one you saw a couple of years ago
it's
or something?
Just Justice League.
It's longer.
It's longer and different somewhat. So it's Save the Planet from Steppenwolf, Desaad, and Darkseid.
Oh, me?
And
I'm going
no,
to.
No, no, and their dreadful intentions.
Save the Planet from Darkseid. Yeah, do you think this is going to be interactive?
I hope so. 4 hours. Well, who knows what you're going to get? So that's exciting, I think, isn't it? We have to watch it for this, I think.
Yes, we do, don't we? Yeah,
yeah, that's right. And that's exciting in itself. Mm-hmm. It is something even more exciting.
Go on.
James Bond might be getting some reshoots or some digital alterations.
Well, I hope it's to in service of the plot, James. It's the only reason they delay this dumb movie once again, right?
Yeah, it might be. But look, the thing about James Bond is they wouldn't go back to fix plot. They need to go back and because who cares, quite frankly. Yeah. There's a man and he's got a space laser or a bomb or a volcano that he's turned upside down that's going to shoot into the earth. I don't know. Whatever the James Bond villains are up to. So according to The Sun, some of the product placement, like the latest models of phones and watches and such, those things, by the time No Time to Die, or as we call it, that extended joke we've been doing related to No Time to Die, that they have to go back and digitally alter or reshoot so that he's got the latest Omega, so that he's got the latest Nokia.
The Nokia phone, telephone, yeah.
Don't you love
that? The biggest takeaway I guess I got from this was, is Sony not making phones anymore?
They're not doing an Ericsson or something like that?
An Ericsson, exactly.
I don't know what they're doing. Well, maybe they are.
Yeah, because I'm here on what I can only assume is pronounced jizzamarina.com, and they're saying, yeah, that back in 2020, a Nokia executive teased a partnership between the company and the latest James Bond film to show
off
the
latest
Nokia smartphone of its time. Which was 2019, but I guess now they've got...
Whenever you see, like, a Nokia or a Sony Ericsson or something in a movie, I'm like, that's not a real phone. Like, I know it's a real phone, but, like, it's not a phone that anybody
that people
has,
actually
you know
use.
I mean?
It's a desperate
they've
attempt
to get
people
They've got a Samsung or an iPhone. I know there's variations, but they're, like, new BlackBerry. Like,
my favourite part of all of these articles, I think, is that they asked Lashana Lynch, the new 007, about this specifically. Can you imagine... Like you're in one of these.
You think she knows?
You're in these movies, and you're all clued up on the James Bond lore and all the movies and all the the links between all the.
Because you have to be, because if you don't know everything in the world, you're not a true James Bond fan.
Exactly,
you shouldn't be
that's
in
right.
It.
Yeah.
And then they're like, which Omega watch do you think you're going to? Do you think you'll get a newer Omega watch or whatever?
How did the old Nokia perform? Can you still play Snake on the new one? Is that?
Do you think they're including Snake on the Nokia? They'd have to, wouldn't they?
I do hope so.
It's a clever throwback.
Maybe it's like Snake, but you're also playing Snake against everybody else in the general area who also has a Nokia phone.
Oh, goodness.
So nobody. It's just regular Snake.
Are you linked with a cable?
You are linked with a cable, yes.
Goodness.
Yeah.
What a world. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So delays have consequences. We know that now.
That's exactly
there
right.
There have been no consequences up to this point. Mm-hmm. Are you still excited for Bond? Whenever it comes out.
Yes, I am, yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Me too, I think, maybe. Or the last one was fine and I was happy to let it go. But here we go. The Hollywood Reporter is saying that...
I want to see how uncomfortably tight his clothes are.
He wants to see that too.
Yeah.
So George Clooney is going to be Buck Rogers, apparently.
What?
Because he didn't learn his lesson from Tomorrowland by doing a weird old-timey adventure romp.
He's like, I just want to do another, like... throwback movie that isn't for anybody who's currently alive, but now I also want a fin on my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it kind of reminds me of, do you remember Mark Millar did a series about an old Buck Rogers space adventure man and he goes back into space and it was quite good.
Yeah.
I think they were also making that into a movie. So that would have been more exciting to me. But here's the, it's from Legendary, you know, which.
Is Buck Rogers out of copyright now?
Who knows?
I'm going to look it up.
What was he, Buck Rogers 22nd century? What was it again?
But it was Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Yeah, that's too far from now. That's probably when we're going to see the bloody next James Bond movie, right?
James Bond's got a bloody ray gun, am I right? hanging out one of those ray
guns. He's already had a ray gun, hasn't he?
Probably
in Moonraker.
Yeah.
He had a ray gun.
Yeah. Spaceman Buck Rogers is in the public domain.
Finally.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Wait. So the company doesn't need permission from the heirs of his creator to make a movie about him. A Hollywood producer claims in federal court. This is 2015.
Okay. Terrific. So it says, sources previously reported that Legendary is looking to develop Buck Rogers' property into a big screen franchise that will expand into prestige television as well as anime series.
Oh.
Because that's the way that these things work, isn't it? It's like, have your movie, but also, do you love prestige television? We do. We love it.
We actually do. We do.
Yeah. So there you go. It used to be a shared universe, but now it's like prestige television is the new thing.
That's
I feel,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. This, well, now it's, now they've all stepped back from shared universe. They're
yes.
like, we'll test the waters with a movie and a prestige television series.
Yeah.
And if either of those worked, we jump into the shared universe.
Definitely.
And then it sinks.
But also a prestige universe also implies to me like a shared universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, they're one in the same.
Yes.
Mm, interesting. Do you love Cloverfield, the movie, the original one?
I think I do.
Do you wish it had a true and dedicated follow-up?
No, I wish it had some vaguely related follow-ups. I wish it had maybe one that is pretty much Cloverfield in name only.
Yep, that was, and it's a good one. That one's a good one.
I would like that one to be fairly good.
Yeah.
And then I'd want one that just really that attempted to be something else.
Yeah.
Maybe even it was something else entirely. And then they were just like, we think this is bad and it's not going to. So maybe we should, and people like Cloverfield, so maybe we'll just ham-fistedly just sort of cram some Cloverfield references into it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Cloverfield monster, but bigger.
Yeah, imagine.
10 times as big.
And then they're like, actually, what we've done here on this space station is rippled through time, maybe to the year 2008 even, I think, which was implied. Anyway, so they're making a true dedicated follow-up.
Cool, I'd like that.
It's not going to be found footage. Maybe they're going to ignore the giant tacked-on monster that they put at the end of that last movie.
Maybe, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I don't know if they can ignore that. It's pretty big to me in the continuity of my mind. So, yeah. Cloverfield was good, wasn't it?
I cannot separate these three movies. If you cannot combine all the stuff into one cohesive whole, Legendary Pictures or whoever it is.
I wouldn't mind that. I mean, I don't care. Like, do a sequel, whatever. But I wouldn't mind doing it as in and a kind of like, you know, a Black Mirror or a Amazing Stories or whatever, you know what I mean? Where it's like different stuff. But I think after the last one they went, I don't know about this. Let's just make a regular follow-up. Good stuff.
It is good stuff. And, you know, this will be off the back of presumably Godzilla versus Kong being okay.
Being okay.
Being okay.
I can't wait till it's okay. Do you like the last Tomb Raider?
Yeah, I remember it being okay, but I have since not gone back to watch it again. So
me and you are on the same page for that.
That's right.
Thank goodness.
Yes, sir.
Misha Green, who's behind the Lovecraft Country TV series.
Oh.
She's going to be directing this new movie.
Cool, I like that.
There's another guy, but he's gone, and now this is happening.
Uh-huh.
So that's good too, I think.
Are we getting Alicia Vikander in this?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, are we getting Two Guns?
The guy with Two Guns?
Just Two Guns.
Oh, yeah. Well, at the end of the last one, she's like, I'll take these two guns like my video game.
These two very specific-looking guns that don't exist in the real world. I'll take two of those,
please.
Thank
and
you.
If you could braid my hair, that
keep
would be
the change.
Terrific. Yes, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I liked that movie, I think, like you said, and let's do this again, I think.
Yeah.
Why not? Because video games are hot stuff, and maybe they could spin it off into a high concept televisual series.
Televisual series
with
and
Nick
anime.
Frost or, and an anime. Everyone's getting an anime these days, aren't they? Do you see Godzilla this week is getting an anime or something else?
It's already got an anime.
No, a different anime.
Oh, or
Kong
right,
and Godzilla.
Okay.
And there was something else that's also getting an anime.
Huh.
I can't remember what it is, but I can't wait to look at it on Netflix and never watch it. That's what I do with my anime on Netflix. Morbius.
I knew the guy who knows everything about anime. I guess that's why you don't bother
No,
watching.
I like classic anime, Mason.
Sure, okay.
None of this knockoff Americanized anime. How dare you?
This guy's got an answer for everything.
The guy who knows everything about anime would, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Of course he'd have an answer for everything.
That's right, yeah.
You can't stump me.
He'd be very smug about it.
Do you want Morbius news?
Yeah.
I don't think you do, but here it is.
Okay, all right. He's seen through my facade. This guy's got an answer for everything.
So Jared Leto,
yeah,
he was asked about Morbius.
We need an insulting nickname for him. Just the toe, I guess.
Just that really obnoxious prat. Is that a good name? I'm sure he's very nice.
You're not sure about that
I'm
at
not
all.
Sure about that at all. I say that, but I think the opposite.
Mm.
This is what he said about the character. It was hard for me in some way because I'm not used to playing roles that are a little bit closer to who I am day in and day out. Dr. Michael Morbius is a little closer to the way that I talk and the way that I behave. What do you think of that?
It's a guy from a comic book, man. He's going
method, I think, maybe. Wow. Or he doesn't need to because it's just him. God, this is exciting. Can't wait to see Morbius, the movie. It's really good.
I think at this point people are literally only going to go to that because Michael Keaton is in that first trailer, right?
Oh, yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's linked to everything else, isn't it? I forgot about
it. And that scene will be 2 minutes long.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either.
He goes, do you want to come into another universe?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, no. I mean, if people liked this, I guess, but people didn't like me the last time I did this, so I don't know. That's my...
Who was that an impression of?
That was Jared Leto, because he doesn't want to jump into another universe.
At a certain point there, I was not sure which of the characters you were supposed to be there.
No, because he was like, because people didn't like his Joker, so he was like, people didn't like it or whatever. Yeah, so there you go. Speaking of his Joker, we did see a little bit of Suicide Squad footage this week, didn't we?
That's true. Warner Brothers and HBO Max put out a little teaser of all the stuff that's going to be coming to theatres and HBO Max.
Was there
Max?
Anything for you that went, pa-pow, love that?
So the Suicide Squad went, pa-pow, I'd like that.
Yeah, I think there was some Kong stuff as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, but that was mostly we'd see it in the
Godzilla and at the end
Kong
it said
trailer.
Matrix.
Oh, it did. They're giving us nothing on
it's
that.
It's just
aren't they?
Matrix.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I think.
As is it just Matrix?
Yeah. Well, as I've said, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm watching it. I don't care.
That's true.
I do not care at all. So yeah, there you go. I don't know when we're going to get the full Suicide Squad trailer, but I do know that we are going to talk about it. But I think the Peacemaker series might be happening this year also.
Yes.
We'll see what's happening. Speaking of series, Robert Kirkman, who you might know from The Walking Dead,
go on,
the comic and Invincible, he said that the Invincible movie, despite the animated series, it's still happening, but they're not together.
It's like there's a movie and also a prestige animated TV series.
But they're not connected. Normally they're
not
connected.
Currently, unless they're both big hits, in which case.
There's dimensions in that show as well.
There sure
isn't
there? Is, yeah.
There's a bunch of dimensions. Uh-huh. Stuff.
And dads.
To me, though, I only am really interested in the animated thing, if I'm honest. Because it's kind of impossible to do well.
You say that, but you might be eating your words, my friend.
I hope I am.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I hope I am, because it's a great comic.
Are you saying because live-action mustache technology is not there yet?
I think
and
it's...
Don't all the members of that alien race, they all have mustaches, right?
Just give them one of them has to be J.K. Simmons, right, in real life. They'd have to put him in it,
so,
right? Because he's real-life buff, because he's in the animated one.
Yeah, maybe he's the king or something.
It could be, yeah. But, I don't know. It's kind of like... I don't know. I'm just thinking about like The Walking Dead, and I think about Powers.
I've just thought
and
of
things
just,
like that.
It's going to be the week either of those come out. There's going to be a lot of clickbait articles that are basically like, "Is this character with a mustache? Is he a? Is that a little shot at? Henry Cavill mustache?
No, they did it first.
Well, yeah, it'll be that's yeah. Well, we've written the article, haven't we?
They did it in 2003.
Is that it? Well, a history of Invincible and the history of Man of Steel, but also at the end,
no,
they're not connected,
not related.
It's unrelated.
Do you love or have you thought about Harry Potter recently?
I don't love it and I haven't thought about it.
Oh, interesting.
Although the other day I was going to buy a cardigan off the internet and it was like burgundy and like yellow stripes and I'm like, that's a cool looking cardigan. And then somebody was like, oh, it's the Harry Potter colours. I'm like, well, I can't buy that now. Right?
You shopping in public and someone leant over your shoulder.
Right. Yeah.
That's the Harry Potter colours.
Yeah.
What's this guy up to?
That's right.
Look at your own phone, mate.
Yeah. Look at your own hot dogs, mate. Get out of here. I'm regretting letting you hang out all the time now, hot dog guy.
Absolutely. But there's a Harry Potter series in extremely early development with HBO. Prestige, no doubt.
Sure. Mm.
Spin-off.
Yes.
Universe. Remember that video game's happening at the moment that I think it's been delayed? Where it's Hogwarts like 200 years ago.
Oh.
You remember that?
People pooping in the halls.
Pooping in the halls. And then they...
They magic it away.
I think they just mush it into it.
Into a grate or something.
Yeah, exactly. With the wand. Just poke it in.
Harry Potter.
Like they've done a poop in the shower.
Pooping in the halls. Mush it down a grate. The video game. PS5 exclusive.
Absolutely. There's no talent or writers attached. And it's rumoured that they're going to be exploring various... ideas. So at this point, it's like something.
Mm.
And I think if they could get a bunch of the actors back from the original movies, they'd probably do the stage play as like a prestige straight to streaming prestige because of the virus. Prestige, though,
absolutely.
You can't go to theaters, so prestige.
Prestige.
So there you go.
And that's that relates because of the Prestige.
Exactly. Would you watch a Prestige series?
Yes.
Clone stuff. It's all clone stuff.
Or is it all...
He makes a clone.
No, it's
a
all different
adventure.
Wigs and mustaches.
Oh, that's
There's
even
no
better.
Clone stuff.
Oh, I guess that's good too.
That is good.
Yeah. Last bit of news.
Go on.
This is news of something that is coming out, but is going to be different than what we're getting. Because Ryan Reynolds has said his original idea of what was going to happen for Deadpool 3. So before Disney brought Fox, Deadpool 3 was going to be a road trip between Deadpool and Logan, Rashomon style, for real. And then Screen Rant was like, we think he's joking, but he said this. And he was like, I'm not joking. This is real. So that's what, I guess it would have been Old Man Logan road trip esque. I don't know.
So, but they mean in Rashomon in the sense that both we'd see the road trip both from Deadpool and Wolverine's perspective.
Does that make any sense though for a movie?
Maybe that's why they didn't make it.
Oh my goodness! No, yeah. I think it's the Fox thing that's why they didn't make it.
Oh, that might also be it. Yeah, sure.
They still could though. Like if they really wanted to do that, like if Disney really wanted to do it and bring back Hugh Jackman,
yeah,
they could do it. And there's dimensions and whatever.
Hugh Jackman would have no say in it.
He couldn't. He wouldn't.
You know what you could do? Mm. In the wake of Wonder Woman 84, you could bring in Hugh Jackman for one scene.
Yeah.
Where you say, you just do a little.
Hello, Hugh Jackman.
You do a little bloody riff where Deadpool sees him as a different actor.
Yeah.
And then you just have him as Hugh Jackman for a second.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you just hire somebody else.
Whatever, yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. A different person. Speaking of Wolverine.
It'd be a funny riff is what I'm saying.
That would be
on
a
Wonder
funny
Woman.
Riff.
They could reference Wonder Woman.
I'm already thinking about how
It'd
funny
be a riff,
that is. That's
right?
funny. And then you could spin it
You're
off into...
You're not laughing, though.
No, I'm
as
just...
As if you actually no, thought the, it was
no,
that
the,
funny,
the
you'd
reason
be laughing.
I wasn't laughing is because I was thinking about if you could spin it into prestige television.
Ah, of course, yeah.
So I'm thinking about the potential of a high-concept television
series.
Okay,
well, you soothed all my fears with that because I thought, in a way, that you didn't think it was funny, the thing that I said.
No, I thought
and
it was
very funny.
And that
would have affected the rest of this podcast.
If anything, it was too funny, and I had to...
You had to think about prestige television because otherwise you would have laughed to death, I understand.
Yeah. Speaking of Wolverine, though, I don't know if everybody knows this, but we do have a Wolverine Origins commentary on bigsandwich.co.
That's right.
If you don't want to check it out.
Yeah, grand time. I've not seen that since it came out.
Boy,
in the
and probably never again now, right?
Definitely never again.
So we do one every month, kind of like a book club. We also do a book club
That's
with
true.
Comics, but this is like a book club, but with movies.
What do you want to do in the book club next time?
I thought, didn't I message you maybe Invincible? Maybe that might be one.
Oh, yeah.
I think the next one coming out is a Star Wars comic, the Vader one, and which might be this week. Can't remember. And then. Darth Vader in the Ghost Prison, and then I think maybe Invincible next time.
If people have suggestions, email
we'll
in. If you want to hear us discuss something in particular on BigSandwich.co, the Big Sandwich Classic Comic Book Club.
My goodness.
Let us know. And if you also, if you have read the first story arc of Invincible, email in with your opinions.
Yeah. Also, if you're waiting for the show, probably just watch that because I think they're going to be mostly identical.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
But
I'm
going
to do both, yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
How do you choose which internet service provider to use? Because the sad thing is,
I just mash my face into the keyboard like an idiot.
No, that's not how you should do it, Mason. Oh. Because the sad thing is.
There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way, sort of. No, it is definitively
is it
better.
Is it contained within this ad we're doing
absolutely,
right now?
It is, yeah.
What a fun coincidence.
Because the problem is,
very
like,
handy.
Yeah, because most of us have very little choice because ISPs operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. We know that is true in the United States of America. We know that is true in Australia where we
live.
That's
right. Well, I say do not pass go, do not collect $200. Those ISPs.
I agree. Mm. So what they're basically doing, they can do data caps, streaming throttles. The list goes on. But worst of all,
they should go directly to jail.
I agree, for crime. Many ISPs log your internet activity and sell that data onto other big tech companies or advertisers. And so to prevent ISPs from seeing our internet activity, we protect all of our devices with ExpressVPN. So you might be like, but what is ExpressVPN? I know you know, though.
I know.
But you might be thinking that. What is ExpressVPN?
Well, I mean, I know.
Yeah.
But I want,
let me tell you.
I'd rather you say, yeah.
Okay, so it's a simple app for your computer or your smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. So just think about how much of your life is on the internet for you.
Most of it.
Yeah, same. Sadly, every site you visit, video you watch, or message you send gets tracked by ISP or other tech giants, which they can sell your information for profit. And that's the reason why we recommend ExpressVPN as the best way to hide your online activity from your ISP. You just download the app, tap one button on your device, and you're protected. And ExpressVPN does this without slowing your internet connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN service by CNET and Wired.
Nice.
They finally agreed on something.
That's right.
So here's the thing, though. You can actually stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell you off your information. Protect yourself with the VPN we use to keep our private online at expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. To get 3 months extra for free. So go to expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet right now to learn more if you could. Don't let those big fat cats steal your data and look
That's
at
right.
it all day.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
What's he up to? He's looking at what you're
I feel like
doing.
I've won a prize in a beauty contest
with
ExpressVPN.
I mean, not you, obviously. You mean metaphorically.
No, I mean literally.
No, you couldn't. Anyway, goodbye.
Whoa.
Not goodbye. More show.
More show, yeah.
Goodbye
yeah.
to the ad. Anyway, let's talk television, Mason.
Let's do it.
Because we did TV last week.
You mean movies last week?
We did movies last week. And this week we're like, let's not do movies again. Let's do a different thing. And because
we thought about it. We were in our meeting.
Yeah.
We're in our team meeting. And we were like, should we just do the same episode we did last week?
Yeah.
Like word for word. We put it in it, maybe listen
I'd
to it.
I'd written on the whiteboard, I'd written same episode question mark. And I wrote brainstorm underneath. And then
I got the I got like a Sharpie and I crossed out brainstorm because I don't want to do a brainstorm. And then I just
I said mind map.
I pointed aggressively at same episode a bunch of times, like
exactly.
But then you got me with the mind map thing,
and then we mind mapped it out.
Yeah.
And we came to this.
We had a mental battle in our various mind palaces.
That's right, exactly. And we came to this conclusion, a stalemate,
yeah,
because there
right.
is. Because it's the time of prestige television, isn't it, Mason?
Yes, it's the time of prestige television.
Television is as good as movie, and that's good.
Television is as good as movie in a lot of ways.
So we're just going to go through all some of the biggest shows that are coming up. And what I think about is good about this. What I think is good about what I'm talking about, Mason, if I had to talk about anything, it's that at least we know these are probably coming out.
Sure.
Because we basically listed 400 movies last week that won't come out.
Yeah, I mean, on the way over here, I was thinking to myself, this will be a more optimistic episode in the sense that there is...
You can watch them safely from home, for one.
Most of them have been filmed and made already.
Exactly. Get a brainstorm going. Think about what you're going to watch this year. Do what we did. I remember...
Open up the Notes app on your phone and put in all these things.
I remember when they were... At school, they're like, if you have trouble with regular study techniques, this is unrelated, but they're like, if you struggle with like reading notes and remembering, which is me, I don't remember any. If I read a thing, I'm like, nah, gone. They're like, you should mind map it out. And I'm like, that doesn't work for me either, if I'm honest.
Sounds like more work, quite frankly.
I figured out that what I need to do is record myself saying the thing and then just listen to it again and again. That's how I started.
I think the way you did it is you just...
Well, I didn't, for one.
Well, you struggled all the way through school and uni and you got a degree that you don't use and then you just picked a different career and it's just happened to work out.
That happened to work out. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, my teaching was fine. I'm like, I can do this. Mm. Well, I mean, I went to school, so I understand teaching.
Sure.
That's not true at all. They're different and harder. Anyway, let's talk about...
Prestige television.
Oh, my goodness. I want to make mention of the stuff that has come out in January already, because I think there is some good stuff that people should check out. Search Party Season 4 is done. Did you watch that show?
I haven't watched Season 3 yet. I've watched Season 1 and 2.
It's very good, and it changes every season.
Oh, no, I have watched some of Season 3. I haven't finished it, though. But
it's great. So if you're I hope there's another season. I don't know whether there will be. So check it out if you haven't. It's on HBO Max. Prestige, the home of Prestige.
It's on HBO Max, but I think it's on Stan.
It's on Stan here, exactly.
But also, they're not likable characters.
No, they're awful. That's why I like it. They're like me, yeah. Just a quick shout-out to WandaVision, obviously, because that's also coming out.
A quick shout-out to them. Is WandaVision listening, James?
Do you think he is? Sorry, she is? They are? Who is? What is?
No.
Interesting. No. Prestige television. And then we're going to skip on down to there was a Euphoria special. Did you watch that? I haven't watched that yet.
Zendaya.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't watched Euphoria.
They haven't done the full season yet. Let's skip on over to February, though, Mason. February.
The month we're very nearly in.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
So, actually, by the time this goes out, yes, it will be.
Whoa.
So, we've got...
Happy February, everybody.
Apparently Snoopy something.
Happy new February.
Oh, my goodness. The Super Bowl is coming out. Can you imagine? Looking forward to some television spots for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Punky Brewster. Remember that?
Do I remember Punky Brewster?
But do you remember it coming back?
No.
It is coming back.
What?
It's a reboot.
Who's Punky Brewster?
A different person.
Not this won't be like modern day Punky Brewster.
No.
She's given up all her whimsy. And presumably whatever magic power she had in the cartoon.
Isn't there that weird fairy show on Netflix where people hate it because it was like, it's like the Winx Club or whatever, but it's like, it's dark and gritty.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, dark and gritty, yeah.
People are like, why did they make this? I haven't seen it. Or will I? But the show from February, which I'm genuinely looking forward to, I'm not a big CW fan, is Superman and Lois.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that a look in.
Yeah.
So they've got a couple of cast members from Supergirl, and they've brought them over into their own series. They've got grown-up children, two children.
Yep.
Do you think one of them's normally a Jonathan Kent, right, isn't
it? I think they're both regular children.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Or maybe powers manifest. You know what would be
interesting? I think they're adopted children.
Oh, I was going to say, wouldn't that be interesting if they... were unsuperpowered, or maybe one of them was superpowered and the other one wasn't superpowered.
Mm.
So do you think he's like, I don't want to have kids because of superpowers and I just want to watch them grow old and die and then
maybe he says that, but maybe that's just an excuse.
Mm.
Yeah?
I hate him. I like him.
They've redesigned the Superman suit.
Yeah, I like
it. It's more classic. It's more... Because I think they had to make it distinct from the Man of Steel, Snyderverse Superman suit.
And the Brandon Routh suit.
Yes, yeah.
No, I think it's got a good look. I mean, I think it's also one of those CW shows that I look in on and then forget about, often do for these shows. Uh-huh. But no, I think that's really interesting. And there hasn't been a Lois and Clark show since the 90s.
Wait, no, they're not. They are not adopted children.
Real children.
Clark and Lois worry about whether their sons, Jonathan and Jordan, could inherit their father's Kryptonian superpowers as they grow older.
Jordan
Kent.
I don't like that, Mason.
Well,
I don't like how they change things in the comics. Oh, I guess I will. Because they will. I have to tough it out. Let's do. There's one really big show in March, which we are going to talk about.
Go on.
Extensively when it comes out is the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
They said recently that there would be a definitive answer to who's the new Captain America at the end.
Uh huh.
I'd say it's probably Anthony Mackie. But what do you think?
I think I mean, they've both had a run at it in the comics, right?
Mm.
They
swap every now and then as well and whatever they're up to. I don't know.
Sometimes it's the actual Captain America.
Sometimes they're all Captain America.
That's right.
I don't know. Or Nomad or something. I don't know.
Sometimes they all take one third of the Captain America costume.
Oh my goodness.
So you'll see one of them running around with a bare midriff.
Oh, they don't wear other clothes.
No, they don't. No.
Whatever's left of the suit.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
cool.
They don't want to, you know, reveal their secret identity by wearing their civilian clothes.
Absolutely.
Do they?
It feels like to me that the U.S. government in this take ownership of like the persona of Captain America.
Yeah.
They're like, no, that was a U.S. government created like weapon, essentially.
Yeah.
And so you can't just because he's given you the shield doesn't mean you can have it.
Yeah.
Which is why they've made US Agent.
Because obviously we originally, of course, we put together Captain America as a propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know,
he wasn't supposed to be.
Gave him some stage presence and all that sort of stuff. And so obviously we've employed Disney's lawyers. So if any of you three even attempt to take over the Captain America persona, we will sue you into oblivion.
Absolutely.
We can tell who you are, even if you are wearing your civilian clothes and that baseball cap and those glasses. So
don't even think about splitting the costume into three.
That's right.
I'm going to see no midriff Captain America running about.
That's right.
I think it's going to be interesting as well to see what Wyatt Russell's like government-controlled Captain America is going to look like.
Yeah.
I think he's probably going to be like, you know, I think it's going to be like the modern-day reintroduction of what Captain America was in the 40s. Because you see him, he's like, he's going out in the Super Bowl and all those kinds of things. So I think it's going to be like literally that.
They'll be like, how'd you get your powers, Captain America? And he'll be like, Monster Energy Drink.
That's right.
Mountain Dew Energized. Just gamer fuel.
Gamer fuel. There's some other stuff in April. There's Hemingway, which is about Hemingway, I assume.
Huh.
Then we've got the Academy Awards in April.
Wait, just Hemingway? The Adventures of Hemingway.
It's like Joker. It's Hemingway.
Okay, right. Wow.
Imagine.
Wow.
Imagine Hemingway on those steps.
Wow. And he goes on the Murray Franklin show and shoots himself this time. So that's...
That's so Hemingway.
Yeah, that's very
good
Hemingway.
Of him, isn't it? Do you know anything about Shadow and Bone on Netflix?
No.
It's based on the immensely popular books by Leigh Bardugo.
Who's playing Hemingway?
I've missed my spot. I pressed page down. Gone. My notes are all over the place. Hang on.
I have many questions about Hemingway.
All right, I'll read you the synopsis.
Hemingway, have I told you my theory that the works of Hemingway are the Rick and Morty of his time?
Why do you think that?
Because the work is good. In fact, the work even may be groundbreaking, especially with Hemingway. But also the fans are insufferable because the fans are always like, "You've got to be a man. And you can't read Hemingway and be a man and shoot some animals and be a man and drink whiskey and be in a war and be a man and then kill yourself. It's the only way to be a man. Don't cry. Just kill yourself."
Cool. I haven't done any of those things.
Well, you should.
Can I skip to the last one?
I guess so. If you're pressed for time, I guess. Yeah.
No. I just don't think there's any wars like kind of worthy of my time at the moment, if I'm honest. Yeah, sure. I really want to invest in.
You want to kill a bull?
Not really.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, what do you think about lab-grown meat? I'm into it.
Me too. Yeah. Hemingway wouldn't be into it.
I bet he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or he wouldn't care now.
I don't think he'd care.
I don't think he would. So the author, it's actually of the Sun Also Rises.
Abercrombie and Fitch, side note.
Yeah.
You know Abercrombie and Fitch, it's all like... Well, it used to be like shirtless male models being like...
Look at these.
Yeah. It used to be like safari outfitters. Like,
wait, what?
So it used to be before Abercrombie and Fitch was like, hey, buy this flannel shirt, but don't wear it because you're shirtless. it was just like if you wanted like a steamer trunk or a pith helmet,
yeah,
you go to Abercrombie and Fitch. If you're going to go to Africa and hunt lions,
really,
yeah. But I only mention this because that's where Hemingway bought the shotgun he used to kill himself.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah. I mean, it worked.
Just yep.
That's a ringing endorsement I've ever heard.
Isn't it though?
So it's a 6-hour docuseries, the exploration of the work and personal struggles of this man who shot himself with a branded shotgun.
Remington.
It
was a Remington. It wasn't an Abercrombie.
Was it a sponsored suicide?
It was a collab. It was a collab.
Okay, cool.
It had two barrels. One barrel said Abercrombie and Fitch and one barrel said Remington. Remington X Abercrombie and Fitch, yes.
Good on him. But I know it's bad. Don't do it, please.
Don't shoot yourself.
No, definitely don't. So Shadow and Bone, it's got magic and monsters and big sprawling. It's a fantasy world. So there you go. There was an announcement teaser if people do want to check that out for Netflix, but that seems like it could be like another Witcher-esque. I know nothing about this.
Right.
But then in May.
We get anything? We get a logo or anything?
Oh, yeah. It's a deer. It's like a big deer with big horns, but it's got many things on many antlers on the horns.
And what's on the antlers?
Fine, I'll look at the
funny Easter eggs for the show.
Mason. No, it's literally just like a trailer, just skipping ahead. It's just like, you know, like in the way that Game of Thrones, they'll like pan around a statue. It's literally panning around like the horns of a deer or antlers of a deer. Speaking of antlers,
go on.
Loki in May.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We've talked about that at length, and that's thus far, besides that Hemingway thing.
Mm. It's a docuseries, though.
Yeah. Mm. No, I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
I know.
Because sometimes if you want to learn about somebody, you have to look at the Wikipedia page. Sometimes you don't have the energy.
That's true. That's very true.
Just let it unfold. What I do is with a docuseries, I like to let it unfold in front of me and learn one fact.
Yep.
that I retain in my brain for maybe 2 days.
Yeah, and you tell someone.
Then
right?
Then I hope that somebody asks me about it in the next 2 days.
You know? Is it like a what have you been watching or what do you know about Hemingway?
Maybe that. Yeah.
You know? Cool. Okay. Yeah. I learned something about Hemingway.
I've been thinking about that. I hear there's a sale on at Abercrombie and Fitch. They might say. And I'd be like, let me tell you about some sales back in the day.
Do you think that impacted Abercrombie and Fitch at the time?
Probably not. No.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think branding was as strong back then.
Yeah, you're probably right. It wasn't in his obituary. Brought to you by fucking the gun that he blew his fucking head off with.
I don't think so.
No, they didn't put that on his tombstone?
I don't believe so, no.
That's good, I think, then.
Yeah.
So, Loki looks good, I think. Again, multiverse, but this time more time stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
He's B.D. Cooper and a bunch of other stuff going on. Very excited for that one. And then, of course, we've got the long-delayed, much-anticipated... It's not James Bond. It's the Olympics. You looked at the calendar.
I looked at the calendar.
It's the Olympics, which I will forget to watch again for the third time in a row.
Okay,
because
great.
I didn't watch the last three.
Okay, if you're watching the Olympics, what are you watching? What sport are you watching?
I guess the sprint.
And I guess the sprint.
Are we good at swimming at the moment?
Oh, you're only watching ones that you think Australia would be good at.
No, I don't care. But they're the ones that come up.
Right.
I remember when I was in grade something. Yeah, it was the Barcelona Olympics or whatever.
Sure.
So that was 92, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I want to say. And they were like, everybody's going to get a different event to research. And I'm like, sweet. And they're like, you get fencing. And I'm like, that sounds cool. I love sword fighting. I was watching that day and night.
Okay.
I caught like 2 seconds of it in a recap. And they're like, and today there was fencing. And that was it. So I'm pouring through books to find out fencing rules.
And this is pre-internet.
There's nothing. So my thing was like, it's like sword fighting and they wear masks and I don't think the swords are sharp, but I honestly don't know.
And then you went into the fencing school in the city. You're like, can you tell me anything about fencing? And they're like, if you can, defeat us.
And I couldn't.
Wow.
Because I didn't know anything about fencing.
No.
So yeah, that's what I remember about fencing. What about you? What's your go-to event?
Probably like a karate.
Oh, I love a karate.
Or a judo. They often end very quickly, though.
Yeah, they do.
It's often like you do a stance, and then one guy like hits another guy in the chest, and he goes down, and then a horn goes off.
And they're out of the
ring. And then they're done, and it's like, what? Okay.
And then there's gold medals all around.
And I'm
around.
Like, couldn't you have done something else there?
No, you can't.
Guess not.
No, you can't
I don't
do
understand
anything else,
these rules. Yeah.
That's how a fight goes, I guess. But I don't mind weightlifting, actually, because it looks awful. And I'm like, is someone going to break an arm? Gym?
Oh, yeah.
Like big gym flips. I love a bit of that. You know,
I thought you were talking about a famous weightlifter called Big Jim Flips.
I'm sure there is.
You know
is
him?
A
he's going to come. He's going to make
he's
his
doing
comeback.
A
Big Jim Flips.
I saw a hilarious comparison video
the
other
day. You
always
think their veins are going to burst.
Yeah. I've actually seen videos, and I think I've only seen it once, where it was a guy who did an above fed like weightlift. And you see his arm literally like bent backwards at the elbow. And he probably never did anything ever again.
Nope.
Because his arm bent backwards and you shouldn't do that.
That's right.
So, I watched it. It was a comparison video where the first person to win gold in the vaulting compared to
that. I saw that also, yes.
For those who haven't seen it. So it's essentially.
I saw this on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. It's like they show the last person to win gold in the vault, which those people don't know. You get a big bloody run up. I don't know anything about gym. Obviously, and then you there's a horse. It's not a horse. It's like a what is it like a? It's as high as a horse.
Yes,
but it's not a horse.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little platform.
Yes.
That you touch, and then you do like 100 flips, and then you land on your feet, and everybody goes incredible.
Yeah, you simply must land on your feet because if you don't, you've
yeah, you can
the
do anything,
thing.
But if you don't land on your feet, or even if you land with your legs slightly splayed, or you stumble slightly, forget it.
Yeah.
But this the first one ever is literally a guy jumping. He taps it lightly with his hands and lands on
his
feet.
As he goes
feet.
Over and
yeah,
then he lands,
which
yeah.
is something that me, as a 37-year-old man, could do.
Mm.
Like, I could do that now.
Yes.
Without warming up, I could do that.
That's right.
So, that was when, like, you could run the 100 metres in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I used to stop for a cigarette break.
The history. I wonder if our friends over at Do Go On have done the Olympics.
I think they have, yeah.
But, like, prior to a certain date, a lot of Olympic events and like marathon running events and, you know, all these sort of like official, you know, sporting events were won by people who just decided to enter on the day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like there are a lot of like just people being like, or like people who Some people would just come in and win three different events. Somebody they'd win a sprint and a swimming and a pole vault or whatever.
Exactly.
And they'd be like, I could, like, somebody shows them on the day how to do it. And they're just like,
I'm here. And it's mostly because, like, I'm rich. So I've the time and money to be here. Our Foundation is coming out, though. It says TBD in terms of release. What do you think of that, Mason?
I'm excited.
That's the one that's based on
Isaac Asimov.
Yeah,
it's so, set in the iRobotiverse.
That's right, exactly.
As I mentioned, yeah.
Remember, the only thing for that was like the trailer that they played, which is essentially like all the research and the filming and how expensive it was, and and prestige television and all those kinds of things. So there you go. What else have we got here? Gossip Girl is back. Did you hear?
Ooh, Gossip Girl.
Are you excited?
Nope, I didn't watch Gossip Girl.
I didn't either, but it's a reboot.
Okay,
and
sure.
According to Vulture, we ourselves called the best show ever.
Wow.
But didn't it not end well? Because the person they revealed as the Gossip Girl, they were like, that doesn't make any sense because Chase couldn't have been Gossip Girl. If it was Chase, I don't know.
You think it was Chase?
And Blake Lively's in it?
That's all these things.
Anyway,
are
it's a reboot. But you know about this? Speaking of prestige television, Gremlins Secrets of the Mogwai is coming out. So it's taken more than three decades, but we're finally getting a Gizmo origin story via an animated series prequel set in Shanghai.
For real. All right. Apparently. Good stuff.
I thought that was going to be prestige television.
Yeah. James, do you want to.
Animated gross.
James, do you want to. I don't know if they've done this over on Do Go On. But if they haven't, we're taking it right now.
Let's do it.
Athletics at the 1904 Summer Olympics, men's marathon.
Here we go.
Men's marathon, blah, 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 24.85 miles. 32 athletes representing four nations completed, but only 14 managed to finish the race, which proved to be a bizarre affair due to poor organising and officiating. The first to arrive at the finish line was Fred Lortz, who had actually dropped out of the race after 9 miles and hitched a ride back to the stadium in a car, waving at spectators and runners alike during the ride. When the car broke down at the 19th mile, Lortz re-entered the race and jogged across the finish line.
What?
After being hailed as the winner, he had his photograph taken with Alice Roosevelt, daughter of Theodore Roosevelt, was about to be awarded the gold medal when his subterfuge was revealed. Upon being confronted by officials, Lortz immediately admitted his deception, and despite his claim he was joking, the AAU responded by banning him for a year. He later won the 1905 Boston Marathon. Thomas Hicks ended
so he
up,
could do it.
Yeah, yeah.
He just
Thomas Hicks ended up the winner of the event, although he was aided by measures that would not have been permitted in later years. 10 miles from the finish, Hicks led the race by a mile and a half, but he had to be restrained from stopping and lying down by his trainers. From then until the end of the race, Hicks received several doses of strychnine, a common rat poison, mixed with brandy, which stimulates the nervous system in small doses, apparently. He continued to battle onwards, hallucinating, barely able to walk for most of the course.
Because he was poisoned from the rat poison.
When he reached the stadium, his support team carried him over the line, holding him in the air while he shuffled his feet as if still running. Hicks had to be carried off the track and might have died in the stadium had he not been treated by several doctors. He lost 8 pounds during the course of the marathon. Another near fatality. I'll just do one more. Another near fatality during the event was William Garcia of the United States. He was found lying in the road along the marathon course with severe internal injuries caused by breathing the clouds of dust kicked up by the race officials' cars.
Is that what happened?
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
Or maybe somebody beat him up.
Dust.
Postman Andorin Carvajal joined
this is a shit show. Yeah. This sounds like a Monty Python sketch.
It does, doesn't it? Postman Andorin Carvajal joined the marathon, arriving at the last minute. After losing all of his money in New Orleans, he hitchhiked to St. Louis and had to run the event in street clothes that he cut around the legs to make them look like shorts. Not having eaten in 40 hours, he stopped off in an orchard en route to have a snack on some apples, which turned out to be rotten. The rotten apples caused him to have strong stomach cramps and have to lie down and take a nap. Despite falling ill from the apples and taking a nap, he finished in fourth place. Anyway, it's et cetera.
None of that is true.
I think it seems to be true. All I'm saying is anybody could win back in the day.
It seems so. You could eat rotten apples and have a nap and still win.
That's right, exactly.
Or come fourth. Mm. You know, to be honest, the guy who did the car thing,
yeah.
He didn't do anything that bad compared to the rat poison man who was carried over the end
it's
of the
true,
line.
Yeah.
Come on.
This episode, we're learning a lot of things, aren't
certainly
we?
Certainly are, yeah.
I mean, I knew most of that, but I
didn't know any of that. There that was go. Incredible. I loved it. A lot of these shows I'm going to bring up now, they're TBD in terms of date.
Sure.
But we got Hawkeye,
yes.
Which introduces
Second Hawkeye.
Kate, Second Hawkeye, Kate Bishop.
That's
that's right.
Right.
Which is coming out, I think, September maybe. Mm-hmm. I can't remember off the top of my head. But here's an interesting one. Impeachment, American Crime Story. I'm not talking about the bloody current impeachment that's happening, am I right? I'm sorry to get political. But this is going to focus on... So the American Crime Story anthology, it's going to focus on the Clinton impeachment in the 90s.
And I'm not talking about the current Clinton.
No, it's the same...
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton. Yes. Yeah, I mean, not Hillary Clinton. She couldn't get impeached because she wasn't the president.
Wasn't the president,
But Bill Clinton, probably a rapist and a bad bloke. Yeah, he's not a good person. Sometimes when we criticize Trump, people say, what about Bill Clinton? Yeah, fuck him. Like I'm going to be like, no, not Bill Clinton. No, fuck him. He's awful.
Not our podcast mascot, Bill Clinton.
Anyway,
He's in our logo. He's hiding behind it.
Yeah, I look forward to Bill Clinton never going to jail for any of his crimes.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. We mentioned this, but Invincible is coming this year. It says TBD, but it's March, so that one's already happening. What about The Lord of the Rings? How are you feeling about this, Mason?
Oh, you know what?
To Amazon.
I think it's going to be one of those shows where the first episode people are like, whoa, this doesn't feel right. This is slightly different from the movies.
Where's Elijah Wood, say?
Exactly, yeah. I do say that, yeah.
Yeah. We don't know where he is.
We don't know.
In Hollywood.
We're not keeping track of him. We're not keeping track of all those guys.
He cut that tag we put on his ear off. We don't know where he is.
How'd he do it?
He got away.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe snagged on a bush and he just kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think there's going to be some of that, I don't know.
But it
is set, like, in the past, bearing in mind.
It will be, it'll be like when Facebook changes. I mean, when people cared about Facebook. When Facebook changed its... it's format and people are like, whoa, for a day. People are like, whoa, change it back.
Change
and everybody
it back.
Joined like little groups, like bring back the old Facebook layout. Whoa.
Yeah.
And then after a day, you're like, what it used to be like. I don't remember.
I don't remember. I only check on this every 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I am looking forward to this. So it's going to look at the Second Age, diving into more of the obscure lore. It is filming in New Zealand. It might actually nearly be me done at this point. But no, I think it's... I think it's about time for some more Lord of the Rings stuff. You know what I mean? Bit of a revival.
Mm-hmm.
And we can watch all the extended cuts and do them for Caravan of Garbage.
Sure can.
We?
Great stuff.
I know you're looking forward to that.
Good times.
They're doing another John Mulaney's Sack Lunch.
How many, note,
mm-hmm.
Sack Lunch Munch, very exciting. How many ages are there in the Lord of the Rings universe?
Third, mate? Three, maybe?
Three ages,
I have no idea.
All right. Yeah. Are we getting that first age prequel in?
Mm.
Right?
I presume there's a first, if this one's a second. There would have to have been, right?
Maybe.
They might have skipped over it.
Maybe they skipped
it. They're
like,
let's get this going.
Yeah.
Just jump straight into it, eh? I don't know. Or care. Somebody knows, though.
And cares a lot.
Yeah, I never watched that John Mulaney.
They're crafting that email as we speak.
John Mulaney, you watched that last one, didn't you?
I did,
Was it good? Fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Is it for kids or is it like, this is rude?
It is for kids and it's featuring kids.
Yeah.
But I think it's
would my kid like it? Or would he be like, I don't know John Mulaney? You think he'd say that?
I don't like his thing about the horse in the shopping mall or whatever it is.
Yeah, horse in the hospital.
No, I think he could like it. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Great stuff. Here's something that I
John Mulaney recently went to rehab.
Hope he's. Yeah, I like him. I hope he's okay. MacGruber is getting a series for Peacock.
Hello. I love MacGruber.
I'm just surprised. Yeah. Like that's why I take pause.
You think this is Kristen Wiig juice? Maybe.
Maybe it is. Because he's never, he's famous, but a lot of the things he's in kind of like...
This is Will Forte.
This is Will Forte. Like
Will Forte or Will Forte?
Yeah, like he did that Last Man on Earth, which is an incredible show.
Oh, that's true. Okay, this is Will Forte juice.
But nobody watched it.
Oh, okay, right.
So I don't really know. Yeah, so there you go. The Morning Show on Apple, did you watch that?
No.
Nah, that's all right. That's got good people in it. Nine Perfect Strangers is a Nicole Kidman and David E. Kelly series.
Mm-hmm.
They did Big Little Lies.
Who's playing Balky Bartokomus?
Oh, my goodness. Bronson Pinchot, no doubt.
Cousin Balky.
Did you watch The Undoing, the recent Nicole Kidman one? That was one that they did together.
I see.
What about Pen 15? Where are you at with that?
I haven't watched it.
I've heard good things.
But that's the one where it's set in high school, but it's being played.
Yeah.
Main characters are being played by adults, right?
Yeah, and they're playing sort of fictionalized versions of them when they were kids or something. What about Star Wars? We've got a bit of that. We've got Boba Fett.
Yes.
Which I think they've said this week that Bosk might be coming in.
Okay.
Bosk.
The Lizard Man.
The Lizard Man, yeah. So are you excited for more Bosk?
I mean...
He is.
Okay, then great,
He's lighting fireworks, everybody.
What did Bosk do in the...
He stood there when Darth Vader was like, where's that fucking ship? Can you guys, I don't know... They went into an asteroid situation, and I'm not equipped for this.
Bosk, what are you doing? Are you eating eggs?
Are you,
you eating eggs?
Yeah.
Are they your own eggs? What are you doing? This is, whatever's happening is weird, but it's extra weird depending on the context, Bosk.
Yeah, Bosk.
God damn.
Oh, no, we found it, which is how that scene goes.
Yep.
Yeah, so there we go. No, The Bad Batch also,
oh, that's
which is
right,
the
yeah.
new animated series.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Station 11.
I'm excited for the Boba Fett
yeah.
series because he's going to have fresh new armor. Mm. We'll probably see how he got out of that Sarlacc.
How did he get out? A rope, a grappling rope.
Probably a grappling rope, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, he used it on Luke. Remember he wrapped him up?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Station 11, there's not enough information about that here. It's post-apocalyptic something, I don't know. Succession. You been watching that?
I haven't been watching Succession.
And?
I'm obsessed with it. You know, people are always like, I'm obsessed with this show. By that, you mean you watch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you are a fan of Succession, I recommend looking up the video Succession, but it's M&M's.
Okay.
But you have to know the show, otherwise it's
Is it
nonsense.
An official M&M's
No,
project?
Not at all. Okay. It's like...
But it's got the red M&M and the yellow M&M.
No. It's like a guy doing all the characters and it's like the plot points of Succession, but it's just about M&M's. It's like
oh,
a minute
I see,
long.
Right, okay.
If
sure,
you
sure.
like Succession, it's the best thing you'll ever see. If
well,
not, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I've not seen it, but I am obsessed with it, so I'm going to watch that.
Obsessed with it.
I'm obsessed
Did you ever
with
watch
it.
Tuca and Bertie? Because that was
yeah,
cancelled.
It was.
And now it's coming back to Adult Swim. They've revived it.
Yeah, it was a good
show.
Is
that worth watching? Should I
yeah,
check?
I think you should. Do you like BoJack?
I do, yeah, which I haven't finished also, mm-hmm. so I will do that, won't I?
I think it is a good, solid, well-written show. Good characters, good friendship.
Mm.
That's important.
So it's Ali Wong and Tiffany Haddish, is that
right? That's right, yes.
I say that knowing that it is because it's right in front of me. What about The Wheel?
You wanted me to say that website is a liar?
That's what I want you to say.
Wow.
What about The Wheel of Time?
Oh, now is that that's the Robert Jordan series of very long novels.
Doesn't say that on this notes
okay.
that I have here.
Which I believe went unfinished.
Fantasy novels.
I believe it's unfinished.
Oh, really?
So... I tried to get into the Wheel of Time series.
And he finished it. He loved it. He's
I did,
lighting
no,
up more sparklers.
None of that's true. No, couldn't get through them. It was very long.
Yeah?
Yep.
People love the Wheel of Time, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to become to... I feel like, yeah, it is an Amazon Prime thing.
Rather have
they
a
have
wheel
infinite
of cheese,
money.
You know?
What was that? Yeah.
A wheel of cheese.
That's too much cheese, though, isn't it? Eating a whole wheel? How big is the wheel? It's too much. People didn't see it, but the amount of cheese that he...
Like, that I mind.
He
my
mind.
Mime
it was
cheese,
too much
yeah.
cheese.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah,
out
it
of
was,
his, he's out of his mind.
I'm obsessed with it.
Are you obsessed with The Witcher? I think I didn't watch the last episode.
I didn't watch most of the episodes. I watched a few episodes.
Yeah. I think I kept going away and coming back and I'd forgot what time period we were looking at. And
okay.
Hunchbacks became regular people.
Did you find yourself obsessed with the charm of Henry Cavill?
He's good.
Yeah.
And the Witcher song, you know, where the guy does
Rock
the Witcher.
Witcher. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
good
yeah.
stuff. I think I need to give that more of an opportunity than I did. I think I was, oh yeah, I had a kid. So I don't remember yeah. anything from last year and there was a pandemic. So people ask me questions and they're like,
yeah,
what's
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
So, I mean, stock answer. If what happens, what I find is a good strategy, a stock answer. If somebody is asking you a question and you are absolutely not interested in engaging on any level, you're so bored with their entire existence, just be like, yeah, I'm obsessed with it. Just be like, yeah, I'm obsessed with it. And then they
Have you been
just,
doing that this whole time?
James, I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah
That's
yeah.
cool.
What you were just talking about, I'm obsessed with it. So.
There we go. We've got a couple of more here.
Couple of more.
This obviously isn't everything, but Why the Last Man is probably finally coming out.
I'm excited for that.
I'm obsessed with it. And
he's learning.
He is. I am. So it's a bit, if those people don't know, it's literally The Last Man on Earth. There's one man
but not
left.
Comedic.
No.
But also, it's,
oh, yeah.
But also, all the women are alive.
Yes, I didn't mean to say. Sorry. Yes, exactly. And like the idea of the comic was kind of, I never finished it, even though I'm obsessed with it. But like, you think like, oh, this is going to be cool, the only man or whatever.
It's going to be sexy.
Not, but it's not cool.
No.
No, it's not. And then the last show of the year, Young Rock.
Wait, who is the last man in that? Who's playing it? It's somebody we
it changed
don't,
a lot.
It's somebody
didn't
we
it?
Don't, we saw and didn't recognize.
Let me have a look at it. Because yeah. it was going to be Shia LaBeouf at one point.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's also, I think there's going to be a new season of Titans this year. It's
oh,
coming
really?
Here, which I'm on the fence about. DC's Titans.
Wasn't the season two not very
great? It
was great?
Dumb. It was super. The first season I thought was really good. Like, people went into it with misgivings like, oh, it's going to be, they're going to try and make it edgy and
yeah,
cool
that's
or whatever.
Yeah, that's why we talked about it,
and
yeah.
it, you know, it was all like, but then I watched it. I'm like, no, this is actually really good. And the second one the writing took a real nosedive. So I don't know what they're going to do with season three, but as I understand it, we're going to get a new Robin, a third Robin. We're going to get a Red Hood situation.
Three Robins and a Red Hood?
Yeah, that's right.
The cast here, they've chopped and changed. I think it was going to be Barry Keoghan.
Okay.
But now it's Ben Schnitzner. I don't know. People are in it, though, and that's cool. I like that.
That is very cool, actually.
So I'm into it, I think, mate.
Yeah, me too.
What about Young Rock? It's got Everybody Hates Chris vibe. It's got that kind of, like, thing. But, yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. What's he up to?
You know, what happened is I saw the trailer I was scrolling Twitter, and I saw the trailer, I think, and I was watching it because it's silent.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the energy to click. So I don't know what was happening in it.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
Were you obsessed with it?
I'm obsessed with it, James.
Wow, that's really interesting.
But so when you say it's got Everybody Hates Chris vibes, just because of the era?
Yeah, the era and like...
Is it meant to be...
It's more that than Young Sheldon.
I was speaking
to Charlie Clawson about it, and that's what he told me.
Is it meant to be more wacky fun, or is it more inspiring kind of... Is it meant to be like a funny misadventures of a young rock, or is it meant to be like this is an inspiring struggle of adversity and etc.?
You've really twisted my noodle there, Mason. I'm not actually sure.
That's what I'm all about over here.
I don't know. I think it's a bit of whimsy.
You think I'm all whimsy here, but then I twist your noodle. That's what this show's all about.
I never even know what I'm doing, and that's cool. Anyway, that's all the TV for this year, but there'll be more TV. Any standouts for you, mate? Oh, we didn't mention Peacemaker, which might be this year, but probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe end of the year, but probably not.
That's very exciting. It is, isn't it? John Cena on a...
Yeah.
Has he had a TV show? I mean, he had wrestling, obviously, but that's not...
Wrestling is a TV show.
Wrestling is a TV show.
I feel sad when, like, wrestling is all over Twitter and I'm like, I don't know this. I can't get among it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
They're like, can you believe how crap this was? And I'm like, I wish I could, I can't. I don't know what's going on. I'm too late to the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. You know what it's time for then?
What's the time for, James?
It's time for what we reading.
What we are we going to read?
He's rude. He's rude this week. I don't like it. He's got a quiet dignity about him, but he hasn't brought it. I don't like it. Where's his fucking theme song? There it is.
James, I was just thinking, you normally have a quiet dignity about you, and you've just lost it just then.
Okay, Mason, I realised I didn't actually write anything down, so I'm just going to quickly open my Comixology.
You have to riff. Well, in the meantime, one, I didn't buy Hitman 3, but I probably will this week because I got a little time off.
I watched some kill montages and I'm like, I think that'll do me, actually.
You think so,
yeah,
right?
Maybe, yeah.
This week I discovered that Spotify's put out a bunch of audiobooks.
Oh, my goodness.
I think they're all public domain books, but they're read by notable figures.
Oh.
And there's... one of them that I've been listening to is Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, which is about Frederick Douglass, obviously.
Yeah, right.
A slave who became like a noted speaker and abolitionist,
et
cetera. And this is like his first autobiography of like his life as a slave. So it's quite harrowing. But it's narrated by Oscar winner Forest Whitaker.
Ah, terrific.
It's really good. It's really
good. What a combination.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So that's on Spotify.
It's on Spotify. They also did, they're doing bloody, I think there's like a Great Expectations, you know, other things.
Mm.
Here we go. There's Great Expectations in there. The Red Badge of Courage. There's a version of Frankenstein on there.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?
Yeah, read by YouTube superstar David Dobrik.
I know David Dobrik.
Is he, would you listen to him narrate Frankenstein?
I don't know anything. You know, he's one of the most famous people in the world.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about him. you know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's a million YouTubers. Yeah. But he's, by all accounts, he's very nice.
Yeah, there's some Jane Austen on here. There's some Charlotte Bronte.
Oh, my goodness.
It's real good.
Yeah. What I watched, what I downloaded, and I'm yet to read it, but I think this is on your recommendation, and I watched Django again, which I hadn't seen since it came out. And
Django,
I was like, yeah.
Django Unchained, yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Like, I think I kind of slept on it at the time. I went, oh, yeah. But it's actually really great. Anyway, so I downloaded the sequel comic, Django Zorro,
right.
Which also has Tarantino's involvement.
I'm sure I mentioned it, but I don't know if I recommended it.
Yeah, so
I can't remember.
I've heard it's good, but also I think he's also mentioned in interviews that he might be doing a follow-up and he wants Antonio Banderas to play Zorro again.
Zorro, wow.
And I think that would be awesome. I don't know whether it would happen, but so it's what we're reading, what we're going to read.
That is very true. I 100% agree.
But also, I should mention also, we're doing WandaVision recaps on the YouTube channel, aren't we, Mason?
That's exactly
so,
right.
Yeah. And it might go on this feed, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
It might. whatever we're up to.
I mean, suffice it to say, we are obsessed with WandaVision over here.
Obsessed
over
with
here
it.
At the Weekly Planet Incorporated.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. It's on our whiteboard, and we put mind map underneath, don't we? We drew a mind map.
That's exactly right.
Various theories. Is that all the things that you've reading and going to read?
Yeah, I think so. More stuff next week, I'm sure.
I think so.
You'd hope so. Otherwise, that segment pretty empty.
We got to get rid of it then. Get
no,
rid of it.
Don't want to. Do letters? Let's do letters.
Let's do letters.
I'll put in the letters theme.
Put in
song.
The letters theme, my man.
The classic one was letters, letters.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like it.
He doesn't like it. He's shaking his head.
I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
My goodness, it's time for letters. We're doing something a little bit different this week.
Oh, also, actually, side note.
Side note?
Because you said, is that all we've been watching and reading?
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't I have time to watch or read anything this week? And it's because I had to watch five more hours of the TV series Inhumans.
Six episodes, 5 hours?
Probably something like that.
Yeah.
It's a bad show.
Mm.
But the people voted.
Tuesday.
I mean, we were probably going to do it anyway, but...
We weren't going to do it.
Well,
I mentioned it and I put the poll up because I wanted to make sure that we had to do it.
Anyway, we watched it and it's so bad and we recorded it.
I'm also glad we've done it because that's one of those things where people would just continuously ask us to do it. Because you know we did those like three Mission Impossible movies and a lot of people were just constantly like, when are you doing the next three? And it's like, well, yeah, we will, but like...
When the next Mission Impossible movie comes
out. Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
As a famous president once said.
Come on, my man, we always say.
That's what we say.
That's what I've been doing this week. And,
And
I was discussing this off of air. I think that a lot of people are genuinely, a lot of people are watching this video like, oh, this existed. We forgot it existed.
Yeah, or didn't know it all.
Got absolutely buried.
So there you go. Anyway, look forward to that on Tuesday. Ben's he's working his way through
the
edits.
He had to watch them all as well.
He's not happy about it.
I saw a tweet from Ben from Canada, and he was like, oh, why did I watch all that? And I'm like, well, now I've got to watch all that.
Yeah, that's right.
What if we were like, sorry, Ben, we're cancelling this?
What would you rather do, edit it or watch it and talk about it, though, really? He's got the raw end of the stick.
He absolutely does have the raw deal.
That poor fella.
Yes.
Maybe we should send him a box of chocolates.
Yeah, okay, sure.
All right, we'll do it.
Or like an Inhumans advent calendar for Christmas or something.
Right. Yeah. There we go. Okay, so this week we're doing something a little bit different, but you can send a letter to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or #weeklyplanetpod. Do you want to do our audio letters first or do you want to do regular letters first?
Let's do audio letters first.
Okay, I'll turn this around so you can plug in your headphones.
Oh, no, can I just plug in a headphone here?
I don't know if that doesn't work. So you've got to plug it in this part.
Okay, terrific.
So you can...
So we've got one that's one of...
One you've screened.
Yes.
And one you've yet to screen. I'll do that.
Thank you, James.
Can I keep these headphones?
No. They're my lucky headphones.
Are they lucky? What if I break them? Are they lucky then?
No, they're unlucky then.
Can you hear that? You should be able to hear it in one ear. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I can.
Okay, excellent.
Whoa.
I was going to say, I can hear you.
I can hear me.
Because I'm always wearing these headphones. All right, here we go.
Okay.
This first one that you've sent over to me, Mason, this is from Samuel Elton. Mm-hmm. This is the one that you did listen to, is that right?
Does it say screened at the end of it?
Yes.
Great.
It does say screened. Nice. Here we go. What do you got for us, Sam?
Hey, fellas. This is Sam from Culpeper, Virginia. Love the show. You guys are awesome. Just have a quick question for you. Do you think we will or should not have an appearance by or even a reference to the Japanese Spider-Man from the Japanese Spider-Man TV show from the 70s in the new Spider-Man sequel multiverse movie? Also, I would be very honored if I could be the official Culpeper, Virginia listener of the podcast. Thanks.
You can make that up. I think, can't we, Mason? We can make him official listener.
I think we can do that.
Yeah, we'll pull some strings.
I mean, the population of Culpeper, Virginia is only 16,379.
Really?
So he has the problem is there that he is gonna, you know, he doesn't have as much competition. Mm. But I would imagine a lot of these people know him personally.
Yeah.
So he's going to be like, I'm the official Culpeper, Virginia, and then he's going to go to the virtual Zumba.
Is he?
Yeah, he's going to go to the Zumba.
Has he got time for that?
He's going to go to Culpeper County Parks and Recreation, learn to speak Japanese in Culpeper class.
Yeah.
And people are going to give him dirty looks.
Are you saying Zumba?
Zumba. There's Zumba. You can learn Japanese.
Mm.
You can go. There's a Wilderness Toastmasters class.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's everything.
This guy must be busy.
Right?
I'd imagine.
A lot of stuff happening in Culpeper,
Virginia.
You can
be that Jim Samuel. Yeah. But in relation to your question, which was...
Look at this photo of downtown Culpeper.
It's a cafe. Good. I love a cafe.
Right?
You go in and you're like,
their
one
motto,
coffee.
Preserving the past, embracing the future.
Yes, that's right.
The current mayor is Michael T. Ollinger.
Oh, Michael. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Spider-Man question.
Yeah. You know what I would like to see? That Japanese Spider-Man, obviously, chuck him in. But also get the 1970s Spider-Man guy.
Yeah,
the Australian guy.
The guy who also was in The Sound of Music or whatever,
yes.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think they should do it all.
Nicholas Hammond.
Yeah.
Get him in there.
You want to see a big mech, like Japanese one, right? He's riding a motorbike and his suit's in a wristwatch or whatever's going on in that.
So, yes, absolutely.
Definitely I want to see that. Yeah. So yeah, that would be awesome. I think they should cram in as many as they can. I think they've proven themselves with the first movie that they can handle like a swath of characters and dimensions and situations and references. So there's no reason why they shouldn't put that in, I feel, unless they don't want to. But yeah, great question. Should we do the second question?
Did you come up with that while you were at the Grey Ghost Wine Library tasting?
Did I come up with that?
The Grey Ghost Vineyard? No.
I've never been there. Okay, I don't know anything about that. You're going to have to ask him that.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Maybe after drawing and painting Len Park. Go to Len Park. All the things you can do in Culpeper.
It sounds really exciting.
Doesn't it, though?
I can't wait to...
I'm obsessed with Culpeper, Virginia.
I can tell.
I'm obsessed with it.
Exactly. What do we got here? This is from Joseph. This is our unscreened one.
Yeah, we haven't screened this one.
So we don't know what's going on here. It says it's like 3 seconds over 30 seconds. Terribly sorry for the inconvenience.
This could be insanity or it could be normal.
Let's find out.
Hey there, Goatman and Beardface. Just a Joe here from the newest of jerseys. Quick question for you. What is your favorite coming-of-age story? It could be like a book or a comic or a movie or whatever. Two of my favorites are Edge of 17 and Spider-Verse. And I realize that might just be because they both have Hailee Steinfeld. But yeah, just want to say, love your podcast. You've actually inspired me and a fellow Joe to create our own podcast called Cup of Joe with Joe and Joe, if you're interested. It's like this, but much worse in pretty much every way. All right. Love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And good luck with your Cup of Joe podcast with two Joes. Do you think it's spelled differently? One's J-O, one's J-O-E. Spelled differently, Mason.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, man, coming of age.
Mm.
Where are you at with that?
This
is one I wished I screened because I could think about it.
Right? Yeah. But that's
the beauty of it.
That's the beauty of it. We've got to think on our feet, James.
That's right, yeah.
Or we can just stall.
I love stalling.
Stall with our words. Or we can presumably hit pause on this and do 1,000 hours of research and then come back, you know?
People love a catcher in the rye, don't they, Mason? But I feel like that's not like a... Not a fun coming of age, is it?
No.
It's just an awful boy doing awful adventures. Oh, I don't know, man. I'm sure there were books and stuff that I read at school that, like, I'm like looking for Alibrandi's, a pretty good coming of age story about an Italian girl.
Oh, that is, that's one that...
It turned into a movie
friend
as well.
Of the show, Alexi Toliopoulos, that's one of his favourite books and or movies.
Is it really?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You know what I think is I kind of saw as a coming-of-age movie, even though it's not really that? Two Hands, like with a young Heath Ledger.
That's a coming-of-age, because he's a young man and he's getting up in the wrong business.
Yeah, he shouldn't be in that business. Yeah. What about you? What are you thinking, coming-of-age? What about Edge of 17? What about American Pie, Mason?
No. I mean, of those, probably. Awful bad. Of that era, probably Can't Hardly Wait is probably the high point of those, I think.
I think 17 again is a good coming of age.
I think 10 Things I Had About You was a surprisingly speaking of Heath Ledger. I mean,
I liked Can't Hardly Wait at the time, though I haven't seen it in 400 years when that movie came out.
Yeah. You know what? What about, again, I haven't seen it since probably, I haven't seen it since
American
the dawn
Pie
of,
Reunion?
No, I haven't seen it since the dawn of DVD, but Rushmore with Jason Schwartzman.
I remember enjoying Rushmore a lot.
And Bill Murray, that might be it, yeah. That's it's got a certain amount of Wes Anderson whimsy, which I am hot and cold on.
Is it Wes Anderson?
Yes.
There you go. I don't know. It seems like it would be, right?
It's Wes Anderson.
It is Wes Anderson. Of course it is.
Why did you make me doubt that, James?
I don't know. No, that wasn't a doubt. That was like just a genuine question. That came out in 99.
Hmm.
Shit. There you go. Okay. That's
Rushmore.
Good messages all around, I think.
Good messages all around, everybody.
Send them in. Do them next week. Keep them around 30 seconds. We'd appreciate it.
Now let's do a regular letter, James.
Okay, back to business as usual, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. I'm obsessed with it. What do you got?
Okay, let's find one right
now. Live one right now if you want.
This one's from Patrick Mart. It says Mason's fingernails.
Okay.
Dear Weekly Planet Podcast, I was recently listening to the best of 2020 and recalled an incident where Mason questioned whether his brain worked correctly because he was concerned his fingernails were growing too fast. I had that thought again this week.
Yeah.
And didn't know whether that was bad or good. He was concerned his fingers might be receding. I'm a humble Melbourne-based dermatologist and fingernails fall within our scope of practice. I heard this first several months ago, meant a message, forgot, and now it's come to mind again. I suspect Mason now only has a few hours left. Sorry, bro. can I get a shout out at the official fourth horseman of the apocalypse? That'd be sweet. Patrick Maha. Patrick Ma.
Very interesting. M-A-H-E-R?
M-A-H-A-R.
Oh, my God, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. So you're dying.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But I've had a pretty good run.
Not really. Next week, we've got John Mason. Some John on Twitter, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
Go on.
Weekly Planet Pod. John from Buckland says, I re-listened to the BVS pod, and it was both a pleasant and weird not hearing Westworld and what we're reading. What we're going to read theme. Also, James, do you still watch Doctor Who, or did your brief hiatus last longer than planned? I don't recall any mentions. Yeah, it did. When I mentioned it, when I was off the Doctor Who boat, uh-huh. I have not been back on the boat of Doctor Who. And I know we talk about it every now and then, but I watched one Capaldi and one Jodie Whittaker, and that's where
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
And I get tricked into clicking articles for audiobooks with returning doctors.
Right, yes.
Almost every day. I get tricked by that. So,
ooh, Paul McGann's
Christopher
back.
Eccleston's.
You know what? Maybe I'll do it this week. I was thinking about going back to the Eccleston ones. Yeah. I remember enjoying those the most, maybe.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of those, actually. Tenant was when I was like, yeah, this is my
journey. Oh, I think last week we talked about Nicolas Cage and a lot of and we wondered, has Nicolas Cage done anything to get himself cancelled?
And?
People have emailed in. It doesn't seem so. It seems that he does a lot of like, it seems that he gets drunk in bars and displays some odd behaviour, but it doesn't say not cancelable behaviour. This is actually
from keep an eye on him.
Joseph Pazer emailed in, Nick Cage's weird pyramid tomb.
Oh, yeah, I know about
this. Dear James and Meso, I heard you talking about Nick Cage in the pod this week, and you both struggled to think of something weird he has done. Now, correction.
No.
We're fully aware that everything he does is weird.
No.
We're looking for stuff that we'll cancel him, but we are fully aware that most of the stuff he does is weird, but I just thought I'd email this. I'd read this anyway. Nick Cage actually owns a plot in St. Louis's cemetery in New Orleans, upon which he has built a huge white pyramid-shaped tomb he will be laid to rest in. I came across this on a tour of said cemetery, where the guide explained the supposed reason for its construction. Apparently, after Cage purchased the famously haunted La Laurie Mansion in New Orleans, some voodoo priest told him it would cause bad magic to come upon him. He reportedly disregarded this, but after his next couple of movies bombed, he went back to the priest, who told him the only way to remove the bad magic from him and his family line was to be buried in the St. Louis Cemetery. And then here's a picture.
Oh, he got scammed. That's interesting. That's interesting that he got scammed, don't you think?
Is it, though? And it's a big pyramid-shaped tomb, and on it says Omnia Ab Uno.
Which means? Is that Latin?
It sounds like everyone but one or something? Ab Uno. I mean,
you're punching that in, are you?
I'm punching it right in. Everything from one.
Oh, that's so true.
Very true.
Well, I can't
Good
wait.
Good work, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you've done it again.
Hang on, I think I might have another Nicolas Cage. This one's from Natalie. It's not Nicolas Cage related. From Natalie, she says, my thesis was about the giant green man. Hey, boys, just wanted to write in and say how much I laughed about you guys talking about the Green Knight movie coming out and entertainment in the times of yore when the best thing they had was a giant green man because I did my senior thesis on Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, the medieval poem, the movie that isn't out yet. Modern entertainment is definitely missing out on more giant green men. If you think about it, the Hulk counts for at least 99% of giant green men in media, if not
true,
more.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd be happy to...
Swamp Thing.
Okay, yeah, 98. Yeah,
thank you.
Anyway, I'd be happy to explain the significance of the giant green man in the original poem, but don't want everyone reading this email to immediately fall asleep. But if you're interested, I would be happy to write in.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Tell us about the giant green man.
I mean, keep it pithy.
Yeah, obviously. Pithy.
Keep it pithy.
Do you reckon you could do it in a voice memo?
Oh,
we could all listen
yes,
to the
please.
Giant green man. You don't have to. If you're not comfortable with that, that's cool. We'll read it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Regardless, I had not heard of this movie until the pod, so we'll absolutely go watch the trailer now. Thanks again for getting us through these hard times.
I want to know how much of it is like based on myth and legend or whether there is actually like stories of this. Because a lot of that Arthur stuff is like loosely based on stuff that maybe probably not happened.
Also, can I be the official English major who wrote their thesis about a giant green man of the pod? No, sorry, that's taken.
Big,
Some guy did it on
you
the Hulk.
Did that, didn't
yeah,
you?
Did it on
okay,
the Hulk.
Right. Yeah, okay, yeah good yeah, point. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Very interesting stuff
Very
on
interesting.
The giant green man.
I'm going to find one more Nicolas Cage email. Let's find
you could. Okay. Did you search Nicolas Cage in the emails?
Yep. Well, speaking of Culpepper, Culpepper, Virginia, this is from Jeff Culpepper. Nicolas Cage ruined their dinner. Hey, boys, really enjoy you guys and all this stuff. My ears pricked up this week when you guys were talking about Nick Cage and wondering if he's ever done anything bad in real life. Years ago, I was working at a very high-end restaurant in New Orleans.
I think
Nick Cage is maybe...
Did he do that Bad Lieutenant movie there?
Yeah, and he's going to get buried there.
Oh, yeah, because of the term.
I think maybe he's taken the party atmosphere of New Orleans and he's just like, I'm going to do this forever.
Let's travel around the globe.
One evening, though, was sadly my night off, I began receiving a barrage of messages from my co-workers saying that Nicolas Cage was there wreaking havoc. As luck would have it, an editor from GQ was also having dinner there that night and recorded his experience for all to see. So if you go to this is in 2011, so if you go to GQ.com and you look up Nicolas Cage, you'll find it. And he's just there's a lot of screaming and a lot of like he's like, give me some real drinks out here. And like the maid d' bring out like some $3,000 wine. He's like, I said real drinks. You know, it's a lot of, that.
That's why he's poor. Make any movie.
And this is from Charlie Taylor. Nicolas Cage once threatened my boss. Dear James and Mesa, you posed the question last week, has Nicolas Cage ever done anything weird in a bad way? Not sure if this qualifies, but does make a good story about a strange, strange man. In 2017, I was working as a bartender at a posh hotel. He's always doing it at the
seems that
posh
way,
locations.
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, he's rich.
Yeah.
Where's he going to go?
A posh hotel in the British countryside not far from where Nicolas Cage owned a castle.
Or he's broke. Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, a castle shaped like the Ace of Spades. So he owns several castles, or he did. I don't know if he sold some of
them. This fucking guy.
I know, right? Cage was by no means a regular at my workplace, but he'd come in a few times a year and spend ungodly sums of money on the most ludicrously expensive stuff in our wine cellar. Consequently, some of the staff were in good enough terms with him to stop for a brief chat whenever he came in. One such was my manager and proud Welshman, Andy. So on one of Cage's infrequent wine-soaked binges, they got to chatting about music. We were playing an album of acoustic Elvis covers, and Cage happens to be a massive Elvis fan.
He married
the granddaughter, right?
Granddaughter, yeah.
Andy made the mistake of – that's a big fan. He's obsessed with Elvis.
He can't not be.
Andy made the mistake of bringing up the popular theory that Elvis was Welsh, with his ancestors hailing from the Presley Hills. Home to the only chapel of St. Elvis in the UK. Okay. A well-lubricated Cage took exception to Andy's lighthearted speculation. There were some words exchanged. And the 30-odd other guests in the bar who heard this, he was also later heard to say he was about to beat the F out of that Welsh prick. The hotel's response to a member of their staff being threatened by a guest, they gave NC a free bottle of wine worth about £300, and my manager was told to apologise to him. The joys of hospitality.
Oh, my God.
I stopped working for that company shortly afterwards, but still kept in touch with my old manager. Apparently, Cage has been back a few times since, and he and Andy have buried the hatchet, so all's well that ends well.
That's good, yeah.
But let's let this be a cautionary tale, one that I think we can all live by. Never bring up the lineage of the Presley family to Nicolas Cage.
I'll try not to.
Yeah, right?
It's very interesting.
Any chance I
could
be...
Does he have a kid that's then related to Elvis?
Yeah, I guess
they have children together.
Yeah, I think so. Kal-El Cage, maybe.
I don't know.
Any chance I could be the official British bartender on furlough due to the lockdown of the podcast? Yes.
You can have that.
Yes, you can.
That's our gift to yours.
Anybody else got weird Nicolas Cage stories? Please
send them in. Yeah, we want to find everything out about him until we lose interest and then we stop doing
we
it.
Won't, yeah. We're going to Bruce Willis this guy. We want to learn too much and bring it up too often and then get sick of it ourselves and never bring it up again.
And people will still send it, but we'll ignore them.
That's
exactly. Anyways, that's the show, isn't it? I hope people enjoyed it. We'll be back next week for a different show. We do different things. We'll look at the board and then we'll figure out what we're doing. Same
blank.
Show, it says. It says same show.
Yep.
We might have to think about that, though. We'll do a mind map and we'll see what's going on.
Do a mind map for it.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to wrap us up?
Yes, thank you everybody
home?
So much for listening. I hope everybody's doing all right out there. But thank you for listening and subscribing and liking and telling a friend and lying to a friend to get them to listen.
I saw somebody on Twitter, I don't know, in front of me, got a QAnon supporter on board.
Great.
Which we appreciate.
They spend money.
It seems like they do.
Next, I'm just going over to the whiteboard and I'm scratching out same show and I'm written in all QAnon content.
Just all of it.
Just they've got some great ideas. and leaving a nice review. James, you've got
I've got a couple of reviews here, mate, which I'm happy to read out. This one is from anonymous contributor and the title is Lion Michael Bendis. So it says, this podcast gave me the vague comic knowledge necessary to pretend that I knew Brian Michael Bendis, who he is in front of my boss, and Brian Michael Bendis.
Whoa!
So, I'd love to hear more of that story.
Please, send it in an audio clip of some sort, perhaps.
And so that's a 5-star review. That really helps out. And we can do a 5-star review like BBML101, who's just written, sweet, great show. So you can have a Brian Michael Bendis story, or you can just do whatevs. You know
that's
what
right.
I mean? Yeah. What have you got in terms
of... Imagine the relief.
Oh my goodness, yeah. What was the piece of information we gave you also? Yeah.
It's probably something about Spider-Man.
I agree.
Oh, the Avengers.
While you're wrapping up, Mason, my wife just called, so I'm just going to give her a call while you wrap up the show.
Oh, my God, this is going to work in parallel. Okay, yeah. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Look, if you want to get in contact with us.
You won't even know I'm here, don't worry about it.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod.
I'll leave the room. You keep
Claire, it's your boy Dickface. Folks, if you want to get in contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can look at all the podcasts on the Planet Broadcasting Network. You can also sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at Raw Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm Nick Maso, NickMasau, James. You're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
I can't not.
That's right. You can also join up to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mace Facebook group. You can have some fun discussions. You can link up with people who want to talk about all the silly stuff we talk about and point out how dumb we are. It happens.
Want to point out how dumb we are?
Yeah, they want to do that. If you want to support the show, though,
yeah,
in opposition to talking about how dumb we are. Although you can do both. That works for me. We'll take your money. You can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
That's right.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description if you want to buy some stuff on Amazon through us. That helps us out. You can also sign up to BigSandwich.co where every week we give you a bonus podcast or we give you a movie commentary. We give you all sorts of stuff.
A moving commentary.
Very moving commentary.
Very heartfelt.
You also get videos and videos.
Yeah,
and,
the early Caravan of Garbages and whatever else goes up there.
Early podcast, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. There's a huge back catalogue at this point. So
oh, there really
people
is,
people want to
go
through that. Whatever you got to do.
For $9, it's a real bargain. Yeah,
Like us. If not, it's nonsense. It's just hundreds of hours of crap.
Yeah.
So, just so you know.
That's a good tagline. $9 a month, hundreds of hours of crap.
I like doing it.
I do as well. Yeah. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all the musical themes. We've got t-shirts on tpublic.com.
That's right.
All kinds, official and unofficial. We don't mind. Just get one
don't
you like.
At all,
I'm thinking about getting one of those There's Not Enough Time for James Bond to Die t-shirts.
Oh, my goodness.
They're very good.
They're good, aren't they?
They are good.
We didn't do a proper poster this week when we brought it up. Should we do it now?
No.
About the maybe that could be the poster. We didn't think of a proper poster this week.
I think the magic's going to happen regardless. So.
I think so, yeah. Do you think that'll be on? Will that be on the poster?
There doesn't have to be one every week as well.
When we bring it up, there has to be one.
Oh.
Don't you feel like, you know when you see people like, use YouTube for example, it's just like, this is what we do. We're just doing people, we're just stuck in this loop and we have to do them, you know what I mean? Sometimes inspiration doesn't strike, but you got to push on forward.
Sure, and why not rope another guy in? Who's got nothing to do. Who we're not supporting in any way.
No,
just make him do it.
He's got tees.
That's true.
He's got tees going
on.
You should buy one of his tees.
Yeah,
yeah. Get his tees, mate. Mm-hmm. All right. See you next week. Then.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
QAnon stuff.
Yeah. One's a Viking, isn't he? Is that a Viking thing?
Yeah.
Oh no, now he's like he's not into it, isn't he? He's like he was tricked.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's off in the way, isn't it? No, I was tricked. I was tricked into breaking into the Pentagon or whatever. The Capitol.
You also broke into the Pentagon?
Yeah.
That guy's good.
Yeah, that's right.
At being a complete fuckwit. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.